You're listening to TalkSport Today here on TalkSport 2 with me, Russell Hargreaves. Time to focus on some tennis, where Andy Murray's 22-match winning streak came to an end last night, losing in the Cincinnati Masters final live here on TalkSport 2 to Marin Cilic, but the world number two still proud of his efforts regardless.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very proud of this week, obviously, today. Yeah, didn't go how I would have wanted. But yeah, I mean, I certainly didn't expect to get to the final when I arrived here, and had some pretty good wins along the way, and today was tough.
The views of Andy Murray, who of course won Queens, won Wimbledon, won the Olympic gold, got to the final of this, all on the back, of course, of losing out in the French Open final. That was his previous last singles defeat before going down to the aforementioned Cilic. And I'm delighted to say the TalkSport 2's Kate Mason has joined me in the studio to talk through Murray and build ahead, really, to what lies ahead as well. Kate, good evening, my friend. How are you?
Hello, I'm doing very well, thank you. I had to go back and look and see the French Open final when Andy Murray last lost. That's nearly 3 months ago, which is amazing to think of, really.
I was surprised in one sense that Murray lost. I caught a good amount of his semi-final where I thought he played pretty well against a very, very good player in Milos Raonic. And I just wonder whether it just took its toll a little bit, that incredible Olympic final against Juan Martín Del Potro, and coming straight to Ohio and getting stuck into this one as well. And it's been relentless, hasn't it?
Absolutely right, Russ. I actually thought that he was going to go down to Milos Raonic until the semi-final kicked off.
I thought spot on in that match, wasn't he? I felt
it was unbelievable. And I also wonder if 6-3, 6-3, job done, beautiful performance, pulling out all of his shots, as he kind of did as well in the final against Cilic. But I think the difference with Raonic is that Andy Murray is in his head now. The last two times they played in finals at Queens, at Wimbledon, he didn't compete, really. And so I think that was what gave him the edge in that semi. But then, yeah, like you, I wasn't that surprised to see Andy Murray lose in the final. And I don't think we ought to be writing him off as a result. Having come from Rio, he left at 3 a.m. on the Monday morning and then arrived and was playing, the next day. He was catching a private jet, having been flag bearer at the Olympic ceremony, having won the gold medal. The kind of emotion and the draining nature of that kind of emotional experience is something that doesn't let you play your most brilliant tennis. And also, we now hear that he's been struggling with a shoulder injury as well. So, as he said after the match, he was surprised really to get to the final. And Marin Cilic is a serious competitor. That was no walk in the park, even had he been on full form. That said, though, Cilic had come off court at about 1:30 in the morning after his semi-final against Grigor Dimitrov. So he was pretty tired too. We don't want to take it away from the Croatian, but for Andy Murray, I think it was that psychological exhaustion that really would have made the difference.
We'll talk about Cilic a little bit more in a second, Kate, but let's hear a bit more from Andy Murray speaking post-match after losing out here on TalkSport 2 overnight, and quick to point out just how great these last few months have been, and boy, have they been good.
I mean, the last 4 or 5 months have been, it's not even close to anything else I'd done before. It was way, way, way better. I mean, seven finals in a row, and won obviously Wimbledon again, the Olympics, and I still feel like there's some things that I can improve upon. But yeah, it's been really good.
Well, things still to improve upon once he's got himself fully fit and rested, Kate. And one of the key things for me, I don't know how important it was, but there was no Ivan Lendl out there in Cincinnati. And we just saw, didn't we, some frustrations bubble over in that final on top of the tiredness. And Jamie Delgado was there taking the flak as ever. And I just wonder, when we look toward the US Open, fast upon us in a few days' time, whether just he might be a slightly more focused and controlled character again, as he was in Rio, as he was at Wimbledon, and obviously as he was at Queens as well.
Yeah, I'm not sure what call to make about the US Open, because after the Olympic final, I would have said Murray's the favourite, perhaps, for the US. But then now seeing what he did, that mad dash across continents, and then really going so deep in Cincinnati when perhaps it might have been better for him to finish, to get knocked out in an earlier stage in the quarterfinal for his preparation. But that said, Murray knows how to organise his time so that he can perform his best. He didn't play at the Rogers Cup. He pulled out. That was because he was totally focused on the Olympics. He said, I need to have a rest. I can't keep playing. He hasn't done that this time for the US Open. He's used Cincinnati, which is the traditional warm-up tournament. So, I'm hedging a little bit. I'm not sure which way this is going to go. And like we said about Marin Cilic, looking very strong and someone who's won there before.
Cilic is such an interesting story, isn't he? Because as you rightly say, he is a former US Open champion from what? It'll be three, effectively, US Opens ago by the time this one gets underway. And someone who's served time out of the game. And he's not exactly had the most sort of rich and straightforward passage of recent times, has he? But he's now got a Masters Series event under his belt. He's 27, which actually is not young in tennis terms, but these Masters Series events have been utterly, and I mean utterly, dominated by the Big Four, haven't they? And to break through and win one is actually no small achievement at all.
Yeah, it's absolutely huge. And he's the youngest person to get there and win one, partly because everyone else who's won one has basically been
Murray, Federer, Nadal, or Djokovic.
Yeah, exactly. And they're now even older, but still competitive. So yeah, Marin Cilic, it was fantastic to see him win. It was also fantastic to see, because he's 6'6", Cilic, right? So Andy Murray, one of the things he does extremely well is lob. So it was pretty exciting game to see the way that they were moving each other around all over the court, backwards and forwards, baseline to the service line. And it was a real showcase of what he could do, given that he was tired as well. And given that Andy Murray, you know, he performed well. The one chink in the armour, I thought, was you saw in the seventh game of the first sets where he made two mistakes. He was on serve and he basically dollied something into a volley into the net and hit one wide. And you don't see Andy Murray doing that. And a player like Cilic has the capacity to capitalise.
Let's hear one more little bit from Murray, looking forward to the US Open, of course, where he won his first Grand Slam 3 or 4 years ago.
Really looking forward to New York. I'm, you know, feeling very positive just now about my game and, you know, my body and, you know, mentally I feel in a good place just now. So I'm looking forward to New York for sure.
Okay, let's conclude with the thoughts on that. We've pretty much touched on our views on Murray and Djokovic and so on, but it's such an exciting end to the tennis season. We've got that. We've got further ATP Masters Series events live on TalkSport 2. We then conclude with, of course, a brilliant tour finals at the O2 here in London, which I love going to every year. We're going to be all across that. And let's not forget the Davis Cup as well. And could Murray be tempted back? And Britain's still standing tall there and trying to defend that. There's a lot of tennis between now and the end of the year.
Yeah, I can absolutely see Andy Murray being tempted back to the Davis Cup. Maybe it's just me hoping, but I think that based on how important his country is to him, or playing for Great Britain, team sport is, you saw his emotion at carrying the flag and that sort of thing for Great Britain. I think we could be in luck and see him playing there if it doesn't all just exhaust him. And yep, I know we touched a lot on injuries and Rafa Nadal, for example, being fairly exhausted due to this punchy tennis that he's been playing for so many years. But it was very heartening to see him play Kei Nishikori, and though he didn't come away with a medal at the Olympics, he did do, you know, it was a great competitive game, and he got to the fourth place. So we can't write him off yet, and I would really like to see him continue to do well for the end of the season.
We would be foolish to do so, I concur. Kate, thank you very much indeed. That is Kate Mason joining us here on TalkSport today.